Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey everyone, and happy May the 4th. Welcome to Steel Wars. I'm Steel Saunders, and I do love Star Wars, and we are joined by our a wretched hive of scum and villainy. First Star Wars reference off of the show. We're in good form. From the Canto Bite Dispatch, it's Emily Lind. How are you doing, Emily?
I'm good, Steel. Happy to be here.
Excellent. You seem it. A man who, when he asks me how long should he live stream for,
never more than 12.
Thanks, buddy. Thank you. Thank you for having me. I've been excited to do this all day.
Excellent. So have I, actually. I've had an amazing start today. And from the a man who, when it comes to minutes in the intro of a podcast, always says,
never more than 12.
Hi, Raj.
How you doing? So excited to be here. Man, I wasn't expecting to kind of do anything Star Wars related today. I was like, oh, it's May the 4th, but now I get to hang out with you fine people. Are you kidding me?
How dare you? No Star Wars stuff today?
Well, no. Tomorrow I'm taking Malik to see Phantom Menace, and this is for Star Wars in the theater. My little 4.5-year-old. So I'm very excited about that. And I had birthdays that I had to go to today and baseball games for Malik. So, but I got your text and I was like, hell yeah, I'm in. This is going
to
be great.
I do have to say, for a man that's like got that background with the video game playing and all the merchandise.
Yeah.
For you to say you're not doing any Star Wars things today seems a bit absurd to the layperson.
Well, I'm a poser.
It's a good pose, bro.
Yeah, it is. Thank you. It's just visual. No. I mean, I would have loved to have done something Star Wars. I just wasn't expecting to do anything Star Wars tonight, today. But I'm very excited about this. Okay. I haven't hung out with Emily Lind in forever. So, and Hawes, you know how much I love Hawes.
And he's a poser with that too.
I'm a poser. I really don't like him.
And Steel. Good talk to Steel as well.
Steel's cool. Steel's a cool guy.
Yeah. Thank you. Emily, did you get up to any Star Wars-ish relationed activities for May the 4th?
I mean, no, the only thing I did is, because of Hawes, I spent some money, but that was about it. He sent me a link to an adorable little Darth Vader chronic print, so I had to buy that, but that was about it. Otherwise, no.
Hawes, you're just a peddler.
Well, listen, I know what my friends are into, Steel. Come on, huh? I bought some from the same artist.
Okay. All right. I reckon you just like, as you unpack your little archive of Star Wars merch, you just like, I got to make
it's
sure my
nightmare
friends
Steel.
Are.
It's a nightmare.
Have overspent as much as me.
Doubtful. Doubtful, my dude.
Emily, did you get that on Temu?
No. This is a legitimate artist, Raj. Oh. How dare you?
My bad. I apologize.
What's unpacking your stuff, Hawes? Mm-hmm. What's like the thing? Because I know when I go through my stuff, I'm just like, I own this.
So when I moved into my house, my parents were like, sick, you have a house? We have a bunch of shit in our attic that we've been saving for you, and we're going to bring it to your house. Oh. So I've been going through all my high school collection stuff, right? Lots of Phantom Menace stuff, appropriately enough. Also, apparently they found my porno mag collection from when I was in high school. So that's embarrassing.
Nice.
Because it was all packed up too, huh?
Wow.
Wow. Every saga has a beginning.
It sure does.
And a very quick ending.
Hey, man.
I'm just kidding, Constance.
It's fair.
So apart from trying to ruin Emily's credit card bill, what Star Wars stuff did you get up to, Hawes?
So I worked most of the day. When I got off, I watched the episode of Tales of the Empire. Mm. I spent a little Star Wars money, and that's been about it. Watch the trailer.
Okay, Acolyte trailer. Araj, you have not seen it.
I have not. No, I have not. I was at a birthday all day, so Araj, I have not seen it.
I need you to show me how to do the reaction face then. So since okay. It's going to be for, I got to practice. Is it this?
No, your mouth has to be a little bit wider. There it is. Open it up. Yeah. Just like you're drinking a beer.
Oh, wait. Oh, I'm back.
Where are you going back? Yeah, you could do that one. That'll get a lot of views.
Or you can like point. Something you would order off of Temu.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Sometimes pointing is good too.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Not much of a pointer.
Yeah.
I honestly remember the first time I saw Randy in a reaction thumbnail. It was like going outside and a giant mothership hovering over the city.
Yeah. Well, Randy was tough because I had to fake. Sometimes when we hang out, I take his picture and he doesn't know that I'm taking it, and it's like
that's normal. Taking pictures of people without them knowing is right. totally normal behavior. Money.
Well, Randy is so tough because he doesn't want to give those reactions to me, mm-hmm. so I have to like change the color of his T-shirt and flip him sometimes so to make it look like it's a different picture. So yeah,
you put that's a lot of work in your God, podcast.
I have no choice.
The secret's behind the algorithm.
Have you just offered to like bribe him instead, like give him $5 for each reaction face?
Yeah, I will not do that. I just said, hey man, I need some reaction things. We can't make one.
Let me tell you, Randy is impenetrable. I've been trying to get this guy to play a video game with us for like 2 months, and he won't hear it. I'm trying so hard. You can't make Randy do what you never put Randy in a corner.
No. Randy's, pretty stubborn.
You know, I'm so naive to some things.
Mm-hmm.
It's relatively not that long ago that I worked out that people posed those photos before they watched the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now, I always thought it was frame grabs of them watching it.
Sometimes it is.
I've always done that.
Steele, you ever been live streaming and have a realization live on stream? Because I didn't think about that. You're right, huh? It's a pose.
Well, let me tell you why we do it. Because dang. I try to get it as quick.
You're a poser. We've talked about
it. I am a poser, literally. But I do it because I try to get it out as quick as I can right when it comes out. So if it's at midnight, I try to get that thing out by 1 o'clock. So I have everything ready to go.
So to you and the Sith's podcast, speed is better than honesty. Is that?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Just like kind of Hodge's porno collection.
Well, it's like 4 Playboys, bro. This is back in the 90s. We didn't have the internet, huh? It's not like I have a giant box of porn. All right, let's be cool here, huh?
Playboys aren't even porn anymore, really. You know what I mean?
No, man. Yeah. It's lightweight.
Yeah, it's like Skinamax.
Well, they tried to not be porn, and it closed very soon after.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. What's the point, Steele?
That's maximum. Turns out
people weren't reading it just for the articles after all.
No,
I have never once read a good Playboy article.
Right. No.
You know?
Never they did have once. A section called The Forum, which they had stories and
that's
stuff.
Penthouse. Arise. Oops, don't wrong. Act like my you bad. Don't know.
Yeah, my bad.
Come on, bro. Don't act like you don't know. Mr. Too Cool.
I mixed them up.
It sounds like a really bad chat room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does. Yeah. Oh, hey, Jar Jar. That's what would be going on in 1999.
All right. Well, that went perfectly as scripted in rehearsal, everyone. Mm-hmm. So hats off. Hey, Emily, have you seen the Acolyte trailer?
I have.
Okay. Should we watch it now for us?
Yes. Yes, please. Please, please. I'm excited.
All right. I'll get some stuff going over here. I had the craziest Star Wars day actually while I get this ready.
I've
I reckon I consume more Star Wars today or in the last 24 hours than the whole like start of the year. Right. Wow. This is my, I watched, because today we were going to see The Phantom Menace at the theater, me and Harry. So what do you warm up with The Phantom Menace with the night before? You watch the first half of Attack of the Clones, apparently.
Okay, it's a machete order. I see what you're going for. Yeah.
It's the Harry staying up as long as he can on a Friday night order, basically. So I watched that, and then Harry fell asleep halfway through. So we stopped just before Kenobi and Jango Fett, one of the scenes of the film, I feel like. So we're going to watch that tomorrow. Then I watched the last four episodes of The Bad Batch because I hadn't seen them yet. Watched the finale. Then I watched like the first four episodes of Tales of the Empire because it was like 1:30 by the time I finished watching The Bad Batch. Then this morning I watched the Acolyte trailer. Then I went to the cinema and I watched Star Wars Episode One. And then at the end of that, there was an Acolyte sneak peek.
And then I
got home and just then I watched almost all of the rest of the Tales of the Empire. So I've got half a Barriss episode to go.
All right.
So I am like Star Wars.
All right. I like hearing that, buddy.
So I had a very good May the 4th. Like there's so much like bad tie-ins and direct to t-shirt printed t-shirts and 5% offs and stuff, but the actual doing Star Wars things on May the 4th, pretty fun.
Yeah. Actually, I got a text from my brother earlier tonight being like, is May the 4th just corporate bullshit or do fans actually do things?
Yeah.
Both. It's like,
why not both?
Did you guys get a bunch of people that haven't texted you in a while just text you Happy May the 4th because they know you're into Star Wars?
Oh,
that happened to me all day.
Buddy, all day at work, people were like, what are you up to today, Richard? And I was like, working. Working is what I'm doing.
Right.
I just had this dual thought. Great insight to my life and the way I think. I was like, well, no one did text me that. But if I did to be funny, I'd probably just text back like F off.
Or you would ignore it.
And then I'm like, oh, that's why no one texted me.
Because they would have known.
It's like,
yeah, I was going to say, I didn't get any of those texts.
You didn't get any.
It's like, he's a horrible person. Let's not interact with him unless we have to.
Get out of here.
Huge day of Star Wars. And I've got to say, I'm not content with the current like Star Wars content and stuff, but I had an exceptionally fun day. And as I said to Harry when going into the cinema, I was like, oh, one of the good things about like these sort of events is you get to like cheer with other people that like Star Wars. And so in the cinema, pretty full, 1:30 in the afternoon. And so when all the new, like a character came out for the first time, like round of applause, R2-D2, the bit where Obi-Wan met Anakin, like and like the Darth Maul, like, and lots of cheering and like laughing, some laughing at very, like, what times, but still interactions nonetheless. And so it was quite fun.
Great.
But I still don't have this trailer up because I started. Here we go.
Oh, we're about to watch the trailer. Raj, give me one more advice. I want to get my face down for this.
Can you get like your hand on your face or something? Yeah, I feel like that's always like, yeah, there we go.
That's a good one. I'm going to use this one. I'm going to screenshot this. Okay, scenes we haven't seen before already.
All right, horses.
Hold up. I got this. Hold up.
I know. I'm going to get.
There you go.
Wait there. I'm going to get rid of this thing.
Did this drop in the morning? Is that when it dropped?
I think so.
Yeah, it was out when I woke up.
Okay.
All right, is this? Should I just? I'll press play. Let's hope for the best. Tell me if you can't hear it.
Can't hear it.
Can't hear it.
Can't hear it?
Can't hear it.
Oh. Straight in.
I'm going to just take ones of you, Haas, and put it on our reaction, even though you're
not
on.
Go for it, buddy. You got my permission, huh?
Yeah, that'd be great.
I don't
care.
Yeah, man. Whatever you want to do.
Can't wait to see Emily's reaction face. That's what Brittany said. There we go. Wait, no.
Last night.
It. Got it.
Yeah, got it.
A Jedi was murdered.
Sounds like the start of an R&B song.
A Jedi.
Last night a Jedi was murdered.
Justify their galactic dominance. In the name of peace. But that peace is a lie.
Not the grain.
Jedi are being hunted.
She was my student. I trained her. Let me be the one to bring her in.
I sense this is only a small part of a larger plan. Some sort of shift to tip the scales.
It's time to face the past.
Destiny is not decided for you by an anonymous force. If you want to pull the thread,
oh, damn.
Change everything. And pull it.
What the hell is that? Oh, damn. Okay. All right, all right. Well, it's completely different than the last one we saw, which is cool.
Yeah, it's got a story this time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's cool to see so many Jedi, man, back in the fold, you know? That's kind of cool.
I think that's neat, too.
Yeah.
That'd be weird. I like all the knives. Like, I like seeing some weapons that aren't, like...
Yeah.
Like either blasters or lightsabers. Right.
Like common things.
Like actual like physical objects.
Yeah.
Yes, I like all the knives. Okay.
I'm just going to ask Rick McCollum, what do you think about that comment?
Do you think you've got problems? Take a look.
Hey, man. Rick's trying to have a good day, Steele.
The in the sneak peek, after the Phantom Menace, after Vader goes, which I never liked. I thought it broke the, like, why is someone breathing? Mind you, ironically, you could hear Raj have one breath before the intro music started.
So, I try to get that same kind of feel.
We're not really dealing with THX sound here, so whatever. Right. But there was a lot of knives in the sneak peek. Like, they showed pretty much all that fight.
Yeah, it's neat.
And then at the end, like, I take this Carrie Ann Moss, right?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't all get together and say, hey, you know, I was in the Matrix. Let's try to make it not like that. Like, because it's very like, oh, it's Trinity in Star Wars, like the way she fights and stuff. And, but yeah, and then at the end, she gets a lightsaber out to block the knives, but it's, yeah, I don't know. It's a good scene, but it's sort of hard with the it's just sort of like, it's a lot of fighting, like without, but then seeing that, like, it with the trailer and stuff, it's, that did a lot more for me than the previous clip.
I wonder if that's going to be the very first scene that we see. Mm-mm. No,
it will not be. Nope. Love you, buddy, but that ain't the very first. That ain't how the show opens.
Mm-mm. What? Is Brittany next door?
Yeah, she's like, she's next door. She's hanging
Why
out.
Why did I look to this? I went, what?
not your next door. Not your next door.
Shoo. come into Araj's room, Brittany.
Yeah, Britt, come on. You know where I'm at.
That's weird. You don't have people in the chat walk onto set
much. That's true.
I'd be real freaked out if that happened. I'd leave.
Come in and do a reaction face, Brittany.
We need to see everybody's reaction face. That's for sure.
What? Steel didn't love it. That's a vibe check. What didn't I love? Like, plenty of stuff, but what are you talking about?
Well, maybe just you said because...
Maybe the scene
was just like a fight scene and you were
Like, I was just sort of like... I don't know. I was just like watching it and... Like, I'm not really into like...
John she is.
Or something.
Get over here, Brittany.
We all got to do our reaction face when Brittany shows up. Ready?
Yeah.
Wait, is this left or right?
Oh my God. Hey, Brittany.
Hi. What are we doing?
Reaction faces.
Yeah, make a reaction face. You look startled. You gotta look excited. You gotta look excited.
I actually had a bit of a reaction.
Okay, that's
terrifying. That's not bad. That's not bad. The haircut bit? The haircut, yeah.
Yeah, like down like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your reaction face to Brett's haircut?
Just like, oh, it's cut. I've noticed a difference in someone.
Oh, no,
like,
no. I need a reaction to my haircut, Steel.
Do it, Steel. It's your turn, but.
Oh.
That's pretty good. Yes. That's pretty good.
Steel, that's a really good
my reaction. Like, I noticed and went, like, I noticed something. How good's that?
That's a really good one.
What did you do? What Star Wars things did you on May the 4th, Brittany?
I did most of my Star Wars things on May the 3rd, actually.
Real Australian time.
Yeah, I was honoring my Australian friends.
Oh, that's Josh is here. So
the Brittany cut, see?
Oh yeah, yeah.
That is the Brittany cut.
Yeah, she's here.
Yeah.
Way better than Snyder's.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, come
less
on.
Slow-mos. Less worst. Slow-mos.
Snyder cut, the worst.
There's no that name is the cameo worst. At the back.
But this is my reaction face for Snyder cut Steel.
I like that all of your reactions are you leaning way back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why are you going back?
You got to do you got to get the neck fupa. No,
he's saving the lean forward for the Boba Fett trailer.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes.
It's been nice hanging out. I'll see you guys later. Damn.
Excellent. Did anyone have a. So no one watched that, the Tales of the Empire?
Yeah, I watched the first Barriss
episode. You watched
all of it? Yeah, I watched all of it.
Oh, damn. See, she watched all of it.
Yeah. Oh, good. Now I don't have to watch it. Awesome.
Yeah. Wait. I can review it for you. I got you, Emily. Whenever we decide to record our podcast, of course.
You watched it first.
Yes, because that's the story I want to see the most. I had like 20 minutes to watch something. I was like, I'm going to watch the first part of that.
You're doing it in George Lucas release order.
Yeah, man. Because I got that turkey neck.
So you were more interested in Barriss than Morgan.
Well, that's the one I wanted to know the answers to most. Mm-hmm. So I watched the first one of those.
Ah, because I was way more into the Morgan one.
Oh, well, that's cool. That's
the second. The Barriss one is actually like surprise. Like it's quite a nice journey. I'm trying don't say that.
No spoilers.
Because I remember once I tweeted something nice about John Favreau, and then Brittany was always already like, I spoiled that Luke Skywalker's in the finale of Mandalorian. So
it kind of did, but yeah.
Just because I said something nice about John Favreau. Like,
it was very effusive. It wasn't just like a good job, John Favreau. It was like, it was very much
I love you. I love you, John. Yeah. With a tear.
Shit.
Yeah.
That battle station's fully operable. It's time, Steel. Go all in.
I love you, John Favreau. Ignite the
can
green.
Can we please see Steel doing the reaction face in the background of an episode of Grey's Anatomy sometime soon? Like, as an extra, can you do that for me, buddy, please?
What do you mean? I'll like just do the face.
Yeah, while you're an extra in a show. Just
Okay. Yeah, while you're on a call with one of your clients, play the dickhead song. on your podcast.
That's fair. That's
yeah,
fair.
Okay.
Fair. All right. That's fair.
Jeez.
That's fair. My bad. Fair enough.
Hey, can I bring up a Star Wars gripe real quick?
Yeah.
Oh, we love that.
Oh, my favorite thing.
So I was reading tonight to Harry.
Oh, that's a good one.
5 minute Star Wars story strike back, right? Which, again, in honor of George Lucas, there's another one called Star Wars Story Strike Back Again. No, oh, no, this is Strike Back. The first one's Star Wars Stories, but we got this one first. So Harry thinks the first one's the newest one. It's very Star Wars, right?
Fair enough.
But anyways, so, hey, Hortz, this is a good question for you.
Oh, boy. All right. I'm doing my best, buddy. Here we go.
In Star Wars A New Hope, this all makes sense in about 10 to 20 minutes. Okay.
longer dealing with me, but I got you, brother.
In Star Wars A New Hope, right? When they cross the chasm, right? And Luke has the grappling hook.
Mm-hmm.
Why does he have a grappling hook?
For adventure purposes.
Okay. I always thought it was part of the stormtrooper belt.
I don't think it is. I think he keeps that thing on him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. For Beggar's Canyon. You know
yeah,
I mean?
For climbing rocks, huh?
Yeah.
Going hanging after out with rocks. Cammy.
Yeah.
He's been stuck a couple times in those.
You see those? You've seen those mountains in Tatooine steel. You know.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is huge. Because okay. I thought I had a gripe with the continuity in the book or whatever. Mm-hmm. The lore, the world building. Sorry, I'm trolling myself with words I don't like. I always thought he got the grappling hook because you know how after he gets out of the trash compactor,
mm-hmm.
he still He's wears got the stormtrooper belt,
right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I always thought he got the grappling hook from the stormtrooper belt. Oh, Catherine, yes. I think it's from the Stormtrooper belt. Oh, I've read that somewhere. Okay, I think. Catherine. All right, so, Nick Webster.
When have we ever seen a Stormtrooper use a grappling hook, though?
Yeah, is that, like, why would that be standard Stormtrooper gear? So,
like, why would Tarkin be like, let's include grappling hooks in their gear? He's a penny pincher, huh?
Why else do they include it in the Lego Star Wars games?
For the stormtroopers,
yeah, or for like everyone, who doesn't have one. The white, have a light.
Yeah, it's standard issue. It's like carrying your wallet and your phone.
I like Brittany takes aim at the entire Lego Star Wars series.
Yeah, fuck Lego Star Wars.
Shot across the bow.
All right, so
I'm probably wrong.
Just apparently everybody has them.
Right.
Lego is canon.
Wait. Does someone have one of those visual dictionary books? It would have like an arrow. Like on the stormtrooper.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I don't. I just have my Marvel.
Should we tweet Pablo Hidalgo right now?
Oh, should we? You think he's awake? Yeah.
But know what? He tweeted he was at one of those like the live symphony Empire Strikes Back.
Oh
yeah, but how many times has that man heard the asteroid field song? You know, he could answer a question for someone that's not so trying true. To give him a little grief online.
That's so true, and he's definitely awake because he's always drinking coffee, so he's definitely awake.
He'd respond to you, Emily. He's pretty fond of you.
One time, I got him to respond on like Blue Sky or one of those other ones, and I asked him the Darth Maul question, and he gave me a legitimate answer. It was awesome. Highlight of my Star Wars fandom.
That's really cool.
Yeah. You know the one.
So, right. So I'll get to the point, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this page in the book, and this is Luke and Leia swinging over the chasm, mm-hmm. right? So it says he used a cable on his belt to swing them to safety.
Uh-huh.
The stormtroopers didn't have cables. So they couldn't follow Luke and Leia.
Oh, well, that says it right there.
The friends were almost free.
Star Wars build of knowledge, beard of knowledge. That would
no, but I think they're bringing something up for no reason and then being wrong.
Oh.
But they didn't have to say.
Or you could look at it this way, Steele. My buddy but
I have
Hall
to, I just have to point out that we've had this book, right? We've been reading it for maybe 2 to 3 years. Escape from the Death Star is his favorite story in the book. And he's happy to go night after night after night. So I've read this story at least 50 times. And every time I get to this page, I'm just like, you idiot.
Change it.
That's how he got the one. Grappling hook was from the Stormtrooper's belt. Why'd you even bring that up? Whatever. Look, it doesn't even say who authored it because, you know, trying to protect themselves. So it could be Pablo, for all we know. I tell you, I did have to change the Empire Strikes Back thing of Obi-Wan never told you I killed his father. That's what he'd change it to. In Empire Strikes Back, when he says, I am your father.
Oh, so you when you were reading the book before he had seen Empire.
Yeah, that's
sick. That is pro parenting.
That's smart. Steel. That's smart.
I like that. That's good.
And, Jackie would always say how much, because now I don't have to do it anymore. Because, you know, it's all out there. But Jackie would always say how much it would make her laugh as she could tell when I was getting to the bit where I'd like start to concentrate on making up my own words. Do you know what I mean? Because that's like when you're reading and then to drift off into made up stuff and then go back. It's hard to do flawlessly. That said, it's not like he's listening extra close during that bit. I'm just thinking of this now where he's like, oh, this bit, he's trying to cover something up. So, like, do you know what I mean? Like, I mess up lines all the time. So, but during that bit, it was always very high pressure. So, Brett has got another interesting
question. Brett's got a good point. I was going to just read that right there.
Are Luke and Han wearing their clothes under the Stormtrooper armor and their boots?
I don't think so. It'd be really sweaty.
They're 100% commando under that armor.
But you don't want to be like naked under a bunch of like
armor. They don't have any option, Emily.
Right.
Just think about
it's like
smell.
Poetry.
No, yeah, the smell and the chafing. Imagine the chafing.
Oh no.
How do they get their clothes back?
So this is how. Canon. I know how. I know 100% how. You know that little tube on their lower back? They put all their underpants and stuff in that tube.
And it's air suction, so it makes it smaller. Yeah, you're right, Huss.
I got sent some samples from China the other day from a factory, and there was, like, quite a few things. And I was like...
Air-tubed? Yeah.
I was like, why is this box so small? They must have missed... And it was all just, like... I didn't even know what it was. I was like, oh, they've sent me the wrong thing. Like, I think I've got a...
That's how you get your stuff from Temu. That's how they ship it.
It was thrilling, and it all
it's pretty rad.
Very good.
Like raised bread.
Yeah.
Anyways, in canon, they were fully clothed underneath. Because how else did they like? Even they had shoes on, and then put the Stormtrooper boots on top of the shoes. Because how else did they have all their clothes again?
It was in that tube on their lower back, buddy.
You can't be sticking boots in those.
It's Star Wars. You sure can't. Mm-hmm. Ask Pablo. I'm telling you.
It shrinks.
I told you guys that they didn't get that grappling hook from those Stormtroopers. What did I say before I even knew about the kids' book?
I like the fact that you think the most canon thing is the kids' book.
I do.
That trumps all other canon.
Yeah, covered by clothes.
Hey, Sal.
It just cushions the detonator.
You know a lot about costumes and stuff. Was the grappling hook on the Stormtrooper outfit?
Sal's got my back. I don't even worry about this.
I thought you were going to make another reaction face, Haas. You lean back.
Yeah,
I was ready. Like, when you get to the chasm in the Death Star, does it say, like, BYOGH?
I like the pause there while you figured out those letters.
Oh, it was like it was exactly like me trying to change the line in Empire Strikes Back. I was like, that's in motion. Okay, so Sal Perales.
We're gonna need some context, buddy, because I don't know what that means. Yeah. What was it? I was right, Sal.
And he's live chatting from Mexico.
He is, yeah.
Is everyone I feel like David Letterman or something. Has everyone seen this? Sal in Mexico?
I think he might have had the best Star Wars day.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew something elusive was going on because mm-hmm. he was like, I can't hang out this weekend. I'm going out of town.
Yeah, we went out the night before to a brewery. Uh-huh. He's like, I'm flying out tomorrow. I just can't tell you where, but check out my social media. I said, okay.
Wow, that might be a little too specific.
Oh.
Sal, he really respects those NDAs, I got to tell you.
Oh,
he
yeah.
He does, man. Mm-hmm. He keeps that NDA on him.
So this is like an Acolyte panel at Comic-Con in New Mexico.
Mm-hmm. CXP.
And then, I don't know if you can see my little cursor there.
Oh, I see him.
Oh, that's our friend.
But there's mm-hmm. Jedi Master Sal. Oh. Who somehow...
Sal, don't say that.
What?
Sal said he thought it was part of the Stormtrooper gear. I said, don't say that.
Oh, okay, great. Good, see, Sal.
Hey,
that's Daphne. Not Sal.
No, it's definitely not. That's X-23 right there.
His cosplay's really gotten good.
Is that someone from the Acolyte?
Yeah, that's Daphne Keen, really? Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
X-23. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, wow, yeah.
Oh, she's wow. just grown. She's grown.
She's an adult yeah. now. That
yes,
happens.
Yeah.
She looks exactly. like she's starred in Stranger Things.
Yeah, right.
And by that I mean old everyone. There's Sal watching on.
Mm-hmm.
And Darth Maul was in the audience. Darth Maul got a round of applause today in The Phantom Menace. So there you go.
Very cool.
That's so fun.
Okay, Catherine Neen says, in Rogue One, Cassian and Jin had their normal clothes under the stolen Imperial uniform.
What? And that's
true. True, they did. Yeah.
That's so many layers.
Like, at least armor, like armor is like bigger. So I understand having clothes under that, but like under a uniform, it seems like you would be all bumpy.
That would be bumpy.
Yeah,
well, they would have looked huge.
But if they got changed, then... Who knows what would have happened?
I tweeted Pablo about the grappling hook, but I don't think we're going to get an answer tonight. It's going to be continued.
You never know.
Hey.
All right. We'll convene for the reply.
I'm sure he has alerts.
I'm sure.
Yeah. An emergency stream.
I'm positive it's. It was part of the belt. So there you go.
I mean, it's possible.
But anyway, there's no other reason. There's no other way. Like when they're running around the halls and stuff, like, you know, when Han Solo runs and there's all the stormtroopers and he runs back, he's in his normal outfit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The whole film is really ruined now.
You should just stop this while we're at it.
Yeah.
End it. We're done.
Wow.
I like that, you know, like, 3 decades of fandom over because of a grappling hook.
Yeah, it was nice.
Because of a 5-minute story children's book that is now.
Well, now it's now the grappling hook. No, the grappling hook was a gateway drug. Yeah,
do you know what it's like, Emily? It's in the remember in the trailer they say, "Do you want to pull the thread?" And I pulled it, and look what happened.
You're not supposed to pull the thread,
but I did.
I mean, that was an ominous voice in the trailer.
Anyway, so yeah, 5 minutes Star Wars. A controversial. We'll be having a burning in. You had to burn books in Japan just in case I go.
I think maybe let's avoid talking about burning books in today's political climate, Steele.
Buddy,
right, exactly.
I have that one too.
I'm definitely burning it tomorrow.
He said at the beginning of this will all circle around in 10 or 20 minutes, and it's been freaking me out how much that turned out to be true.
So true.
He said, it's been we'll 15 circle minutes. Back around to this in 10 to 20 minutes. And I looked at the time and I said, I'm gonna take a note, and I'm freaked out right now. Dude, I don't like this.
I've done about 15,000 podcasts or 1500 podcasts, like I know how they go.
Fair enough.
You had it down to algorithm. Yeah, it was perfect. Well, now I can't even read that to Malik anymore because I'm going to wonder. I'm going to go, damn, this, no, it's this story.
You don't have to wonder. He just keeps it on him. Luke keeps the thing on him.
Yeah, I'll just tell him that.
It's his lucky grappling hook.
Yeah.
The thing is, if the author didn't have to, like, why did you have to say the stormtroopers?
Because
they didn't,
right.
They didn't follow them because they're cowards. They're stormtroopers.
He was a whistleblower. He wanted this to get out. That's why he did it.
Mm-hmm.
He's a hero.
Hey, Brittany Brown, what did you think of that cartoon series that you watched today?
I really enjoyed it.
Okay.
I think she liked it.
Is that the wrong answer?
No, I think
you just said it more. Like Lucasfilm security was standing just up shot.
Sniper in the back.
Mr. Reaction Video. I need to make sure, I'm keeping my... No, I thought it was pretty good. I enjoyed both stories equally, actually. I was expecting to like one more than the other, but I thought both of them were really neat. And I think they're kind of open-ended, so maybe the story isn't yet over. Ooh, so nice. I really enjoyed that aspect of it.
I was particularly struck by most shots that weren't close-ups of faces. Like, as long as it's sort of like full body and further back, the animation is insane.
Yeah.
You know something I saw that was neat today was that they actually used physical models and matte paintings for some of the backgrounds.
Really?
Yeah. I saw somebody post that where they had done like a mountain with a matte painting
behind
it. That's
amazing.
It's pretty neat. Yeah.
That's amazing. That's cool.
Because there's this one shot of Morgan's, you know how she's got that bridge over a little goldfish pond thing? There's a shot where she's walking across and someone's walking the other way. And it's like, and it's a long shot, but it was like, oh, that could be in a live action. Like some of the shots were just like, but then they do a close up of someone and it's like, I look like Wrecker. I'm all blocky, but but some of the long shots were just crazy. And I tell you who I found. Have I still got this up? I found a cameo in one of the shows right there.
Oh.
Bryan Cranston.
What?
What?
You got to see this. He does a cameo. I don't mean the... like for $40. He's in this. Check. What'd you say?
I said, I think he'd charge a little bit more.
Yeah. But another zero.
So, but he's doing a bit of background work in Tales of the Empire season 1, episode 5.
Is that you back there, Stu? Oh shit. That's him. Yeah. That's Heisenberg.
You think that?
Do you reckon that looks exactly like him?
Yeah, that was him.
Well, there you go. I thought that was pretty exciting. I was like, it's Cranston. I actually, because of my background thing, I always watch background people in shows now. And I am just stricken. I did it for the last day watching all these cartoons. I'd watch all the background people and like, I'm like, yeah, they're about as good as some of the other people. And they're not eating in 15 minutes, so good for them. Hawes, are you gone? What's going on? You just chilling?
Oh, what's up?
Oh, you're still there? You're just chilling?
Yeah. Is my camera?
Your camera's out. But your camera's out.
That's my bad. I'll fix that. Give me one second.
Oh, you're good. You're good. Yeah, so I haven't got to the end of the Barriss one, but did you like one more, Brittany, or?
Yeah, I liked one more than the other. I don't want to say which one, though, because I don't want to spoil it for you guys.
You don't want to spoil which one you liked more. That means, okay, so it's like a spoiler for our podcast when we talk about it. Yes. Which one? Tune to the Canterbury Dispatch.
That's true. Your sizzle. This is sizzle.
This is sizzle.
Yes, sizzle.
It's a spoiler for your podcast if you get to it.
Yes. Season 2 will be out. And the next one comes.
Man, this I'm going to have to find just the best frame of everyone, like for a thumbnail. Of like, oh, okay. Wait there.
Oh, Josh, why would you do this to me, bruh?
Well, this is like
Josh coming through with facts.
Et tu Brute, Josh.
All right. Let's see what's going on.
All right.
Let's check this DM. Chapman.
I don't like this one bit.
Oh.
But maybe he put his own grappling hook in the stormtrooper belt. Maybe there's just a little place that he put it in.
There's so many pockets.
Yeah, I don't think it's his stormtrooper belt. I don't think it's his stormtrooper belt. I need to see a standard issue stormtrooper belt on a stormtrooper.
And maybe he could put all his clothes in one of the pockets of the belt.
In the tube on the back.
I'm just saying like the leftovers.
I love this. Keep digging down, everyone. Chapman has sealed the deal with this.
No, he hasn't. I don't care how many amazing beanies he's made. I don't believe him.
Segment. Chapman steals the deal.
You and your goddamn beanies.
You know he's a master of Photoshop. I don't believe it. Fake news. Josh Chapman is a psyop.
All right. Are you checking this out?
Where is it at?
The grappling hook rope is coming directly out of the
spring
on the belt.
Oh, Haas. I'm sorry, buddy. I was on your side.
Man, I can admit it. I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Me and the book are wrong. Why would you just do me?
I want your reaction to being wrong.
No. Do a sad reaction. Place. Sad react. There it is. Yeah. There it is. Yeah. I have one of less like that, by the way. We're just sad.
Hey, man. You can call me out at 12:30 in the a.m. and not new boot goof around a little.
Yeah, but it's tomorrow.
We're gonna need a Haas apology video. Okay,
so guys,
that's another
great random YouTube, along with
the reactions.
I got you. Oh, here we go. I've been waiting for this moment.
You know, saying that you're ready? Apologizing. We need that.
So, guys, I have an apology to make on May the 4th, the most sacred day of Star Wars. I made a mistake. I said that Luke's grappling hook was, he just keep that motherfucking thing on him, and I was wrong. Josh Chapman had evidence, and I was wrong, and I'm man enough to admit that. So I apologize, and May the 4th be with you.
Oh, we accept.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do.
Star Wars, way to come through, Josh, though.
Yep. Yeah.
I've just found, though, it's not you that needs to be apologizing.
Okay.
It's the author's name that is written in a type that I feel like I'm going to have to get reading glasses out because they're all written by different people. Meredith Rasu is the perpetrator. The stormtroopers did have grappling hooks, Meredith.
It's probably
my
fault.
Son deserves
I'm just
to
take
know.
It. It's probably
my son
fault.
Deserves to know the truth. They didn't follow because they're cowards. Because they're stormtroopers.
Yeah, they could have easily followed.
And the heroes do it because the heroes save the day.
Meredith had one job.
Happy May the 4th. That was had a nice time. Bought some figures. what are you gonna do? Made some friends.
I wonder if some of the cosplayers have that hook, you know, at Celebration. You're like, you go up to me, go, you have the hook? And they're like, no, like, fuck off, you're a poser.
Yeah, you're fake.
We're going to shut down the entire 501st.
Yeah, get out of here, 501st. You're not even, you're 500, not 501st.
The elite.
Yeah.
Sal. I like Sal. Sal's on my side for once. I feel like the editor deserves some heat. This might be a village.
Yeah, I agree.
Excellent.
Can somebody message Struthers and make sure he has one?
I'm gonna. No, you know what? I'm gonna quiz him.
It'll be like a gotcha on the podcast.
Yes,
one of those like reporters where you're like knocking on people's doors.
Yeah,
you steal that money.
Yeah, man, I got one. That would
fake
be the best
man.
If he does.
Boston.
Yeah, that does kind of kill the bit instantly. And he's like, yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course I have one. Let me bring it out. I made it myself.
It's next real. It actually works. It'll support a whole body weight.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, he'll mention like the code number of the hook in, a P3 Herdy. Yeah, I got one. Welded one up. But I got another one that I'm going to work on pretty soon. It's just sitting there. Got to do it. Never have the time. Like, that evolved into Seinfeld towards the end. But
it was Seinfeld, yeah.
Yeah.
The last thing I want to sound like these days is Seinfeld.
Oh. My God.
Oh. Steel, that's just woke culture that you're quoting there. You're just killing comedy.
I saw a very good meme about Seinfeld and that today, actually. So, Brittany, I just got up to like the anteater character. Do you know who I'm talking about? Yeah. There's like a little alien that looks like an anteater that can walk. It's not a spoiler. You can talk about it if you remember it.
I don't.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, you only watched the first one, Hawes. The Hawes, as soon as it revealed itself, I was like, Hawes is all over this.
How prominent of a character is this anteater? Because now I'm a little bit interested in this show.
Well, I don't remember I think that's the answer.
Brittany, that is not a great judgment. Is what does Brittany remember?
May I interject for a second? I've only seen the first Barriss Offee episode, and the doo-doo gas guy from Ahsoka is in it, and it was delightful because it's not Starkiller. I was like, I know that guy's not Starkiller. I love that he's in this. I love this. I was so happy.
Oh.
Wait, he was in that?
Yeah, so in the, Barriss Offee.
Why did he just turn? Why is he gas?
Because Starkiller is doo-doo gas, Steve. That's why.
No, but he turned to get... What? Wasn't he gas inside a... What?
Yeah. He's gas inside a suit.
So is he gas the whole time?
Mm-hmm. He's a gas boy.
So he's gas in a suit.
Yeah, man. Exactly. You got it. You're there. Sal's not going to contradict me on this. He said he'd have me next time.
Was everyone else aware of this?
Yeah, I knew that he was gas.
I literally don't even know what we're talking about.
You remember the guy? Okay, so hold up. I got you, Steele. One second.
No,
you
know I just have to say, Emily just like not having any context for what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's like, great.
This dude has lost it.
Okay, so you remember in Ahsoka the guy that everybody
Oh, see, I'm going to stop you right there, buddy.
She's like, no.
I did not watch Ahsoka. I watched 1.5 episodes.
But I bet you remember that everybody was like, ooh, that boy is Starkiller.
Okay, right? I do. Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So that boy that everybody thought was Starkiller, he turned out to be doo-doo gas. And he's in the first Barriss Offee episode. And the whole time I was watching Ahsoka, I was like, please, please, God, please, please don't be Starkiller. And he was doo-doo gas. Yeah, and it was doo-doo. Great.
And they showed doo-doo gas? They showed
yeah,
gas.
When he gets his tummy cut open.
Yeah.
Doo-doo gas. Okay.
So it's just like he's like just like a green gassy guy?
Yeah, he's like an alien who's gas boy. And he gets in a suit, right?
Okay.
And he's
no way. The gas smells.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
It smells, right?
It smells.
I feel like there's some X-Men or somebody who's all like gaseous one. Maybe
is
not
King
next
Tom
but
here? He know.
Wait, Sal, some... to be fair, I don't know if he was gas forever or gas resurrected.
Sal, you promised me you would be on my side next time.
He's going
Sal.
Against you here.
This is next time, Sal.
Yeah, this is this doo-doo gas. We're just happy it's not Starkiller. That's all. That's all we need here.
Just give him the doo-doo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Hawes is proposing there's a race of force-using gas.
Mm-hmm. Doo-doo gas, Steel. Get it right.
And they work with someone to build suits.
Yeah, that's so just they for can... everyday life.
You just get a suit.
Yeah, but someone has to build them.
Yeah, other doo-doo gas people. Unless you're an inquisitor.
It's the chicken and the egg, right? Because the gas comes first. The first one.
Yeah, doo-doo gas comes first. Easy answer.
Yeah, but like the gas couldn't have made the first suit.
Why not?
Mm-mm. Why not?
Well, how's a gas make a suit?
There's no no hands, no legs.
How's maybe they just it? Did.
Does there have to be ways to this?
You like form your little gas into a little shape of an arm and you put some shit together.
So we know, okay, so the volume of gas can fill a suit and be a person that thankfully isn't Starkiller, right? Right? So they can form a thingy to make a suit or be like, hey man, make me a suit.
Yeah, they had a friend. Yeah. This one, like, there's a little gas.
Oh, yeah.
Some guy landed on a gaseous planet. And he had some suits in his ship, and the gaseous guys said, were like, ooh, how now much... I can walk around.
And that was the first
and
one.
And interact with some other people.
Yeah, I get
they
I
don't,
believe that.
If you go to the gaseous guys' planets, they're not all walking around in suits, because they can just, like, be little gas clouds.
Here's the question, though. Did the suits have a grappling hook? You know, that's
I can't speak
everybody
to that.
Clearly,
I'm not qualified
hook.
To speak to
no.
that.
No, that's true. That's true.
No, I'm overriding it. Everybody has one. Yes, the stormtroopers have them on their belts, but so does everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, Hawes, how about this?
Okay, I got you, bro. Tell me.
Two possible, like, futures. Everything's exactly the same as it is now. It's now. Mm-hmm. Or the only things different are Book of Boba Fett 2 announced, but the gas guy was Starkiller.
Oh. Yes, Sam Witwer on the phone, baby. I don't care. I don't care, Steve. Get him on the phone. Book of Boba Fett 2. All right? Get him on the phone. I'll do just about anything at this point.
Now, before we wrap up, one of the most surprising turns in Star Wars this year is I came across this tweet, and it was Emily proclaiming her love. Oh. For Bad Batch season 3.
I love this show. It's amazing.
Somebody talked about this on our show. Man. Yeah. Somebody talked about you, Emily, on our show about that exact thing.
Yeah. In a world where not everything's landing with everybody, I know my buddy Emily Lind is like, let's be honest, she's a tough critic. Yeah. So to see her really into Star Wars
I was dying to find out what was going to come after tough. I was like, whoa,
she's a tough critic. You know, she's got her opinions. Respect.
Steel's word also started with a C, but ended differently.
I would never have said that. You know, I would never say that. I would rather Sam in Star Wars than say that.
Oh. Well, Steel's Australian. It's slightly different, but.
Oh, yeah. That's being hey, buddy.
Australians love cookies.
Yeah, they do.
That's fair. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That would have been bad.
So,
For people who don't know me and who don't, you never actually finished this to explain it because everybody just left.
Yeah, they're out.
Well, you're not normally the most positive of.
No, my tweet was that I liked the end of Bad Batch, and it turned out to be my second favorite Star Wars TV show.
That's amazing.
And I went into it really hostilely. I mean, hostile is not even the right word, just like absolutely not thinking it, like just dismissive of it. Like Brittany and I recapped the first episode. We actually just recapped the first episode of the A-Team and replaced it with Star Wars, like character names.
Yeah, well,
It really won me over because when they were talking about that show, it seemed like it was just going to be, well, the A-Team, it seemed like it was going to be I didn't particularly like their arc, like on the other show. And so I thought it was just going to be, you know, they're going to ride in every week and save the day for some people. And it's just going to be a bunch of clone nonsense that I don't care about. And instead they introduce Omega and then it becomes a found family show. And I am a sucker for found family things. And Omega is now one of my, at least in my top 10 Star Wars characters, she's incredible. The relationship between her and her brothers, especially in this last season with Crosshair.
Oh, yeah.
Just directly into my heart. Anything with grumpy old guy, adorable girl who wins him over. I'm just a sucker for it.
Do you guys think that when they first started this, they were just going for the A-team thing, and then Omega's, when they had Omega there, and then they had before season two, they just strictly focused on that kind of found family thing?
I mean, I think they definitely warmed up to there's still some of that in season one. They're headed in that direction.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I do think they realized that's where the magic of the show is. Because season one is much more, let's go on an adventure every week. And there's leading stuff up and they're building things, but I think from season two on, it is this is about this family.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
Listen, I did say I only had one Star Wars gripe. I lied. There's this one thing that happened in one of the episodes. I think it was the last episode where they go, all right, from here on in, there's no contact on the comms. They'll be tracking us. And then 4 minutes later, it's like, you've got to turn off the thing so we can do the th-. And I was like, what? And then later on, they go, can we use the comms again? Am I is it just me? That was just my little thing that's up there with the belt thing. But I was just like, sometimes you watch something and you're like, is this just me? But that sounds contradictory. But anyway,
here's the thing is, unlike the belt, the belt thing is where did this come from? Technical issue. The other thing is easily explained as sometimes people don't follow instructions.
That happens all the
time. There's a lot going on, Seal. Sometimes you got to make a phone call.
Yeah, you got to go. Okay, yeah, we do, is the they might track us worth whatever we're risking if we don't send this message?
Yeah, it's just it's got it's not even a 1% of the whole whatever. Mm-hmm. It's the equivalent of the belt thing, but it's weird to bring it up as a plot point and then contradict it. And then it's got no consequence.
Repercussion.
Yeah, bearing on it.
I didn't notice that, but that's because I was just please don't kill anybody else. Please don't kill anybody else. Please don't kill anybody else.
Same. Yeah, me too.
I was just going the whole episode thinking either Wrecker or Crosshair was gonna die.
I know.
I did too. I thought Crosshair was goner.
If Wrecker died, because they faked it out a couple of times, right? Yeah, it feels like I would have a completely different, because he's my dude. That's my dude in the show.
Yeah, Wrecker's cool.
And I thought it was leading to him dying several times in the episode.
Yeah. Crosshair became my guy this season because he's grumpy and mean and I love him. But when he was like, no, you guys go get safe. I'm going to go get Omega. I'm like, oh no, Crosshair's going to die. But then Hunter immediately is like, fuck you, dude. We're all going. I'm like, okay. Yeah. No,
that was cool.
Now we're talking.
And when she hugged Crosshair first and how happy, and I think Eric brought this up, but how happy Hunter was about that, you can tell in his face. Mm-hmm. That was awesome. That was awesome. I didn't realize it the first time that Eric talked about it on our podcast, and I went back. I was like, oh my God, you can tell.
Hey, man.
He's so happy. Hey, man.
Good boys.
So I have an interesting question. So, right, I was reading up leading to the end of this series, right? And the voice actress that played Omega was in an interview saying that the original ending for the show was going to set her character on a course that would affect Star Wars canon going forward.
Oh.
But it was changed to be something, quote unquote, bittersweet. And ever since reading that quote in a couple of weeks up leading to the finale, I've been wondering, what was that alternate ending? You know what I mean?
I was wondering about that too.
She was a soldier on Endor, I think.
Or force sensitive. I think it might have been leaning into the Midichlorian.
The force sensitive, just because that would be more impactful than she's just a soldier. Also at the end of the episode, she is going off to be a soldier.
Right. Which I think is sick, by the way. I love that she was like, I'm going to go fly a spaceship for the rebellion, old man, and you ain't stopping me.
Also,
love that.
When you read that quote on your podcast, I was immediately like, oh no. I was so worried.
Yeah.
Before that, didn't think about it. So I'm like, it's a Star Wars cartoon. It's going to have a nice little happy ending.
I went into this episode like worried. Like, I'm like, oh, this is going to be emotional damage. And I was so stoked that it didn't happen.
Hey, Turbo's saying something that I mentioned last week is, yeah, Omega and Rogue Squadron.
It seems kind of like, yeah. Well, listen, let's be reasonable here, but you could see how it might happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, if that requires Rogue Squadron to happen, which I'd.
We got time, Emily. It's only 2024, right?
Look, still, you know. I just think
that Patty Jenkins is always roller skating somewhere.
Me too, bro. Yeah, I'm always roller skating.
Hopefully, roller skating away from this movie. And if they do this movie, maybe a director who didn't do that terrible Wonder Woman sequel.
The last Wonder Woman one. Oh,
maybe we can just change minds and, you know.
Like, I was so excited when I heard she was doing it, and then I saw the second Wonder Woman, and I was like, oh, God.
No. I watched that movie, because that came out during lockdown. I watched that movie by myself on Christmas Day. Oh. That was
ruined my Christmas.
Yeah.
So you're just trying to have a bad Christmas at that point? Why would you do that to yourself, huh?
The first Wonder Woman hype. Was so good.
I know it was.
It's Christmas Day. Yeah. It's lockdown. I can't see my family. I am alone.
You know what you watch?
Pedro, he's so pretty.
Anything else?
But no, but the people didn't know that yet.
How are we supposed to know? Yeah, the first one was so good.
I was one of the first people to watch it, and I went, well, Christmas is done now.
And it was set in the 80s. It was nostalgic. It was cool. Like the previews had that mall scene, and it was like, yes.
I like Kristen Wiig.
Yes. Yeah, but then it was
not as a cheetah lady, it turns out.
Oh, so bad. So bad. So hopefully it's better than that, if it's ever made.
It's going to be a Disney Plus series. Mark it down. I was wrong about the grappling hook and so much else, but Rogue Squadron will be a Disney Plus series.
It seems like a better TV show.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I got one for you, Hawes.
Yes, sir. There will be
very few new Star Wars Disney Plus series. You heard it here first.
Why do you say that, bro?
I just reckon it's going to get real thin.
Because there's going to be so many movies come out, and we have so many movies go to see.
Because you don't make money on the, like I know you got to, like, have content to, like, make people buy Disney Plus, but, like, just that influx of, like, $500 million.
Right. I mean, listen, it's time. It's been so long, relatively so long since a Star Wars movie. It's time to switch focus. But can I ask you one thing, Steele? I've been dying to ask you this. Percentage-wise, Book of Boba Fett season 2. What you think?
3%?
Ooh.
That's a very low percentage. You couldn't even give him like a 5.
That might be high.
Like round Haas, to be fair, you're asking an extra in a Star Wars TV show.
I know, man. He's been there and I haven't. But like, listen, I have to. What's keeping me going, Brittany Brown? Huh? Book of Boba Fett season 2. Sometime, anytime. Maybe he'll show up in the. Oh, okay.
How about this? You know, next season we're getting more Mandalorian. What if they just go, you know how we stole those episodes?
Yeah.
From Boba Fett. And what? They were
getting more Mandalorian. Oh,
and they were stupid and dumb. How about instead, like, the next episode, the next season of Mandalorian?
All Boba Fett.
All Boba Fett. No Mandalorian.
But 2 episodes.
I'm
fine with that. But listen, that ain't going to happen. You know how handsome everybody thinks Pedro Pascal is? And he doesn't film a single thing for that episode. He gets in a closet and records some lines, but...
Tamara Morrison's handsome as hell.
Oh, I agree.
He can sit in a hot tub and, like, tell me about visiting New Zealand.
It's just not going to happen. I wish.
I reckon Mandalorian Season 4 is going to happen.
Oh, I don't think so either. By the time that movie comes out, that's not
going to happen. I don't know if that movie's even coming out.
That movie's definitely coming out.
Straight to Disney Plus.
I will see it in a theater because they're struggling, but it's coming out.
Here's the thing. When you say we'll see it in a theater, we will see it in a theater. You know who's not going to see it in a theater? Most people.
I would agree with that if it wasn't for the Baby Yoda thing.
Yep. People love that damn little thing.
That's the thing. He's the most successful thing they've done.
Two years from now, when that movie comes out,
you just wait.
I don't think people care about Baby Yoda no more.
Yeah, like, no. But the thing about Baby Yoda is, what story about? Like, people think he's cute, right? And they had the fever, but what story are they caught up with in Baby Yoda? Like, the Baby Yoda story.
$20 to go see him in a theater.
Like, so they wrap, it would be
like at the end. It was sort of like there's nothing more. Like they haven't established.
They're
like,
hanging out at their house at the end of season three, right? And there's like a nebulous. We're going to go on other adventures. Now, like, I think it would be interesting to say like how much of the trailer for that movie, whenever it comes out, is Baby Yoda. Heavy Baby Yoda in that trailer.
Great. Oh my God, he's going to talk in that movie, isn't he?
Oh, he is.
Yeah. He's going to say his first words. Yep.
Yes. He's going to do it, and I'm going to. It's going to be the first time I ever walk out of a movie.
Yeah, and I've still never done that.
I've done it. I did it for Masters. You can roll out. I did it for Masters of Disguise, but
I did it for Van Helsing. I literally went down the stairs, got my chair, and left.
Yeah, I did that. I got my money back for Masters of Disguise. They gave me my money back.
That's a brutal walkout in a wheelchair. Like, that's like, if you're like, sitting there and you see someone do that, you're like, whoa.
Yeah, can I say something, Steele? There was another guy in a wheelchair. It was like Highlander. There can be only one.
Oh, shit.
And when the horse in Van Helsing jumped a giant ridge, like there's a giant gap that a horse jumps, the guy behind me, who was also a wheelchair guy, goes, I'm about to walk out of this as like a joke. And I said, not before me, bro. Let's go. And I was down those stairs, into the chair and out. I said, Hugh Jackman, I don't care. I'm out of here. Oh,
man. You sound like Optimus Prime.
Mm-hmm. Roll out. Exactly, Steele. You got it.
But how about this, right? They don't suck Grogu and Mandalorian together. They have a whole season of it where they're apart, and then in 2 years there's a movie.
There's a movie, and you get like a good
like
setup,
that's
right?
A hook. And like,
oh, you mean you don't just do it on two random episodes of a different show?
Don't get me started, Emily. Please don't get me started on this. I can't.
As somebody who, and not like, look, I know like you're coming from it from like a Boba Fett like fan standpoint, just from like a basic storytelling standpoint, what are you doing? Also, I love all of Book of Boba Fett that isn't those two episodes. You take out those two episodes, it's my third favorite Star Wars show.
Seal, let me ask you a question. Let's say Mandalorian and Grogu comes out in 2026 or whatever. We all go sit down in the theater. I ain't walking out, right? And it starts with Mandalorian and Grogu, and for the next hour and 45 minutes, it's all Boba Fett. What's the backlash? What do you think? What do you think the backlash is? Besides me, you know me, 10 out of 10, the best thing I've ever seen.
It'll be done.
Screen Rant is going crazy.
Do you know what the first thing I started thinking about was like the people that went to like the preview screening
nebulously tweeting about it. It's wild.
Empire Strikes Back fans are in for a real treat. Like,
yeah, it's just like a Marty Scorsese gangster movie, but Boba Fett.
Oh, I'm down for that.
Yeah, let's do it.
It's Departed with Boba Fett.
I always thought those two Mandalorian, or the one Mandalorian episode in Boba Fett, should have been Boba Fett, but back in the 80s. Like in his Empire Strikes Back days. And it's just him, old school Boba Fett, just bountying. Like that's just like...
Maybe throw Dengar in there, huh? Mm-hmm. What's Dengar been up to? Nothing.
Yeah, changing his...
Nothing.
His gauze.
They can't afford the costume, that toilet paper in this economy. Mm-hmm. It's a bit much. Hey, how about the difference of flash forwards? And like if you're watching, it's total, like it's happened, and it's a Star Wars podcast. So we'll talk about the end of the Bad Batch.
Oh yeah, that's a little bit Warren's coming a little late.
Yeah, but whatever. I'm just like, but anyway, remember the flash forward, like the flash forward in this one is like Omega's like a cool young woman that's like off to go live her life. And the flash forward in Rebels, remember it was like the little boy with green hair for no reason. And it was like,
yeah,
it was a real, a step up, if you will. Because the flash forward in Rebels just was like, I was like, what is happening? And then in this one, I was like, oh my God, there's this cool lady and she's off on an adventure. And I wouldn't mind finding out what she does. Do you reckon, do you think that's a possibility that we go on the Omega adventures?
Yeah, absolutely. She's such a popular character now.
It'd be dumb not to see her at some point. I hope that we see her in something that I like and not like she's in the next season of Ahsoka or some shit. But.
Because it's going to be in Book of Boba Fett season two.
We all are whores.
Season two. It can be Boba Fett.
Steel's in it. Steel's going to be in it. And I'll be like, he's standing next to Boba
Fett. Now, Hawes, since you are in charge of the show, I'll ask you for permission. Can we also get some of my boy, Timmy Oliphant, in that as the.
Yeah, of course.
His tummy's all healed now.
He was in the tube. Like his tummy's all healed. And all their clothes.
He's back there.
Yeah, he's in a tube. He'll be in there. I don't care, long as there's a season two.
Okay. Yeah, you would think he would be there for season two.
He's in Bacta. I want to make a compilation of all the stories that are in like Limbo. Like there's him.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you mentioned it. Like so many of the animated series end with a flash forward. Clone Wars, Rebels, now Bad Batch. They all have a flash forward at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's so cute. Yeah.
It's interesting.
It's like poetry.
Wow. Yeah, right.
Oh.
But is this just didn't get that because they're just like, we don't care about the show no more?
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
I literally don't even remember how that show ended.
They were racing.
I don't know how that lost me so much, that show.
Well, the main character is annoying. I like every other character on that show.
We're in Book of Boba Fett?
No. Resistance, no. Raj. Resistance. Stop it. Raj, why would you throw that into the air?
Boba Fett is the show that got me to like Boba Fett. Otherwise, I didn't dislike him. I'm just like, I don't know who this guy is because I don't read the books and he's just like some dude I saw for 5 minutes.
Yeah,
Book of Boba Fett, I'm like, this character is the greatest dude of all time. He's awesome. He's like a gangster.
But he likes animals. Patton Rancor. He's got the nose lizard.
Yeah.
There was some
cool stuff, man.
Yeah.
I didn't like the mopeds, though, man. The moped, they lost me. That episode was shit.
Raj, we get it. YouTube reactions. But it was all right.
You should have seen my reaction. Such a small part. I smelled that gas duty on that reaction. I was like...
I didn't mind the mopeds or whatever, but when he spun around and shot,
yes, like, that too. Oh,
that guy, stop it, Steel. That's 5 seconds. Boba Fett, petting a Rancor, he's buddies.
Yeah, that was cool.
No, but like, I didn't know, like, when he spun around and shot, I didn't know what emotion to have.
You just forget about it. Trust me, you just forget about it, you just let it go. Forget
how do you not like those guys, but you're obsessed with that guy you like?
Oh, she's got a point.
Yeah,
Toro.
The boy in that poster behind you, Toro Calican. Yeah,
what do you mean? What guys don't I like?
The cat. I don't know why.
Like the moped gang.
No, I didn't mind the.
No, moped I didn't like the mopeds and stuff. The gangs, they were cool. I just the mopeds were
okay.
No, I'm just saying when that guy spun around and shot, right? Like I had every emotion.
Like you focus on is the positive one.
No, I'm just confused. That's the one I focused on because I was like, I was amused, I was entertained, I was angry, I was like,
we won't mess with that.
That's powerful storytelling,
isn't it though?
Yeah, and I was
just like, yeah, that's true.
But I was just dying for, like, I wanted behind the scene featurette on them, just like the
on
like,
your reaction.
Yeah,
no, on them just directing it, like spin around like this, because they've got to
3 hours. Like, yeah, a like, lot of time.
Yep. There's no way they didn't film that 30, like for that sort of shot, you've got to film it like 20, 30 times, different angles, whatever. I just want to hear them talk about it and go, just any backstory they throw, it'd just be fascinating. And again, these comments are not made in a negative or a positive way. They're in a confused, like curious way. I would love to see what they were discussing at that time.
It was how they were like, we only have to write 6 episodes about Boba Fett because we got Mark Hamill. And guess what? He's showing up. That's what it was.
That was awesome.
He's kind of showing up.
Yeah, kind of.
He'll be in the movie, you would think, right?
Yeah.
He'll be in the preview. Oh, yeah. Too. You want to make some money? Put him in the preview.
They won't. That'll be the big surprise that like 6
you'll
days
like see
before
his boots
the
or some shit. You'll see like his like you'll see like a hand with a lightsaber.
Yeah, 6 days before the movie comes out, everybody that sees it early will be like, guess what happens?
Go see this cartoon of Mark Hamill where his mouth is weird.
Someone will tweet it on
Well, by
Twitter.
That time it'll be better than what it is now. You know, in 10 years.
You sure about that?
In 10 years, yeah, it'll be great.
He's definitely showing up. Absolutely.
Hey, when I was watching that Acolyte sneak peek, right, I had this random thought come across my mind of like, imagine if all the Jedi's dressed like Luke in Return of the Jedi. And I was imagining them fight, but dressed like that. And I was like, I think it would be cooler. It's always
you really think so?
Do you know why I think so, though, Hawes?
Because he's cool. It's
no,
the same
it's
reason I think
when
Boba
I thought
cool. He looks neat.
No, I thought in the prequels they're all going to dress like Luke. Like, I thought Luke was dressed as a Luke because it said Luke Skywalker Jedi Knight on the figure,
right? I see.
So he's dressed as a Jedi Knight, right? So I thought in the prequels they were all going to be dressed in, because, like, to me, that outfit he wears is like, it's dope. Like, it's sick. Like, do you know what I mean? I wouldn't be caught dead in it, but it's amazing. It's like,
well, it'd be sick if you were,
and
though.
There
to be honest,
whole,
it'd be sick if you were caught dead in it. If I just showed up somewhere and Steele was dressed like Luke Skywalker from Return of the Jedi, I wouldn't bat an eyelash. I'd be like, this makes sense. That's what I'd say.
The fit's a bit form-fitting for me.
But yeah, but like the flap, too? You know what I mean? The flap.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, it. I don't think so. Like, canonically, it would make just as much sense since, like, it was retconned that was the Jedi robes and not just, hey, it's hot and I'm on a desert planet and Obi-Wan is wearing this because it's, you know, his, like, desert robes. But then it became the Jedi robes. Mm-hmm. So why couldn't it just be, it could have just as easily been, no, everybody wears this little
full
tight black
outfits with a flap.
With a little bib.
That would be
you
cool.
Would know everybody's a good
like
guy because
cool
they got
girl
that
wearing
flap.
Overalls.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Or imagine if they were the same outfit but different colors.
Like bridesmaids.
Yeah, like bridesmaids.
It could, oh, like it has like the different sections, like how Star Trek uniforms are colored. If you're like a Jedi who is like a fighty Jedi, then you have a red one.
Fighty Jedi. Oh.
You know, there's the fighty Jedi. There's the book Jedi. Mm-hmm. There's like the church Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I'm out of types, but.
And there's horny Jedi in, you know.
There's a couple
of them. I don't know if that's
in the High Republic.
I don't know if that's like an official, like.
There's horny. There's horny Jedi in the High Republic.
What about when Luke wanted to hook up with?
It's not like being an engineer.
Steel.
That's true.
Your job.
The
horny
Jedi section. The like grouped in the horny Jedi.
Luke was gonna hook up with a ghost spaceship. Like that is he was stinging.
Steel, can I tell you a funny story about the EU and Luke? So when I was in high school, I had a teacher who was way into Star Wars, and she liked reading the book. So I let her borrow The Courtship of Princess Leia before I read it. And there's a naked scene with a lady in that. And she was like, hey, Halls, I enjoyed that book, but it's maybe a little adult. So And I was, I wanted to crawl inside myself, bro. Oh, Miss Novak, thanks for not expelling me or something. But yeah, there's like a sex scene in The Courtship of Princess Leia.
Wow.
And I let my high school English teacher borrow it. Steal.
I might have it.
Is there? Is there really?
Mm-hmm.
That's like a
Luke has.
Hey, pause.
Luke,
pause. On what page?
69.
Oh, okay, but are we talking like a twilight kind of sex scene where it's like
it was like so Luke was hanging out with a Dothamary witch and she undresses in front of him and there's like an explanation of her being naked and I had no idea.
That sounds like Penthouse Forum.
It's not that he's not he doesn't like bang the witch or anything.
There's something that goes on, but I can't listen. It was years
ago.
Like
a hand job? What do you have to read to find out?
I didn't commit it to memory because I'm so embarrassed.
So what? Luke, a girl strips in front of Luke.
In front of like a witch. She rides like a rancor and stuff. It's the first Dothamiri witch stuff.
Dude, this thing's got to get airbrushed on the side of a van.
You just said she rides a rancor. Is she naked when she rides a rancor?
Nope. Oh, listen. Sal knows. I knew Sal would know. It was Tenilia Joe or something.
Fucking Sal, dude.
I know.
Fucking Sal.
Thank you. Finally, he had my back.
I love it.
I need to get this book.
Having that knowledge in your head.
How's that for a Star Wars fact?
Because it was emotional damage.
No, not Sal having that name in his head is what I heard.
Yeah, he knew.
Oh, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised.
Not me. Not one bit surprised. I was so embarrassed.
Maybe we need to get it and read it during like one of the shows.
But here's the thing is, what your teacher should have said to you is, nothing. Thank you for letting me just watch.
Right.
Why did you bring it up?
Right.
And then you
why bring it up? Why bring it up?
So I think you guys are leaving out an important piece of information. I went to a very Southern Baptist school.
Oh, yeah.
They did not like naked witches.
No, they did not. There was a teacher that got kicked out for recommending a book that was like The Hobbit or something like that. Like they took that stuff seriously.
Well, that gets pretty
crazy. The magic shit. I guess there's no sex scenes in The Hobbit.
No.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Well,
unfortunately.
In a perfect world.
Yeah.
I am shocked there was someone naked in a Star Wars book, though.
Star Wars is like Star Wars is like as sexless as like the Marvel movies. There's just nothing of that.
You guys go pick up The Courtship of Princess Leia. Are you looking for a little?
I'm ordering it tonight on Amazon. That's for sure. It's coming.
It reminds me of reading Shadows of the Empire and when Shizor is 20s. And I remember I remember reading it in my bedroom and just like going, yeah, I don't know about this.
I don't know about it either, buddy. I don't either.
That's and I had no one else to talk. Like I had no one else to discuss Shadows of the Empire too.
And look at us now.
Yeah, right. But at the time, I remember thinking that a green lizard man using his scent to seduce a woman was like,
something seem right about this.
This doesn't like. I liked Nub Nub, but this side of Star Wars is a bit weird.
Star Wars After Dark.
Yeah, right. All right. Well, May the 4th. Done.
Yeah, this was awesome.
Banging. Good fun. Should we go around the sizzle circle, Emily? I just came up with that, the sizzle circle.
Yeah, I don't love that, but I do a podcast.
What do you love? I say, hey, remember Yoju? That was good.
Sizzle circle.
Yeah.
Oh, the days Yoju when Steel liked the Mandalorian, the best.
Yoju, that just really. Yeah, I do a podcast. It's called The Candid by Dispatch. Sometimes we talk about Star Wars. Most of the time, we talk about Taylor Swift or like royal scandals, which right now I can't talk about because it's no fun no more. But yeah, otherwise. Follow me on various social media at EF Lind, shows at CandidateBotPod. Yeah, there we go.
Excellent. Brittany, would you have anything to add to that?
I also do a Star Wars podcast called
What's It Called?
Dispatch. I do it with Emily Lind, who I love dearly.
Excellent.
And you can find me on social media as Canto Brit, even though I don't really ever post or do anything anymore. I just kind of live in Taylor Swift Twitter and don't really talk about Star Wars unless my friends request it.
You tweet about Taylor Swift, like, on Taylor Swift Twitter?
Like, no, just, like, normal Twitter. Like, my feed is now just Taylor.
So in your feed, there's, like, it's the Swifties and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, Travis is at the Kentucky Derby now.
Yes.
Like, that's my life right now. And...
Was he wearing, like, a Kentucky Derby, like, outfit? Like, is he in, like, a nice, like, white suit or anything?
Yeah, he is.
Yes.
He
looks good.
He's the hat guy.
And there was the joke that he got the 22 hat because his hat looked like the 22 hat. It's great. Like, it's honestly, it's made me a better person.
Okay, I got it. I'm going to Google that right now.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes,
This is an X-Men 97 question. Oh, no, I mean, this is an X-Men question.
Okay.
Really Deadpool question. Yeah. The rumors that is going on, mm-hmm. there's serious juice on it?
I don't think it's true, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was.
And Steele, if you don't know what I'm talking about, there's rumors that she is going to be, because of the friendship she has with Ryan Reynolds' wife, Liv Blake. Okay, yeah. She might be a character, because there's some lyrics in a song in the new album at the end, something about being dazzled, and there's rumors that she might be Dazzler.
Oh, well, because, yeah, Dazzler is that has the music thing.
Yes.
So if she's like shows up in roller skates.
But if you say no, I won't believe it.
White jumpsuit, I'd be super excited.
Yeah. What do you reckon a Taylor cameo does to the?
You want? Can I step office? In? 400 yes, please. Million. 400 yeah. million.
It adds 400 million.
It does.
Oh, yeah.
Deadpool 2
it'll be
makes
$2
more than Avatar.
Yeah.
Those Swifties, I respect it.
I do too. I respect the shit out of them.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We work hard for what we do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 400 million.
Well done.
I want it just for how much it would piss off the worst people in the world.
Oh, yeah. There'd be dude with Oakleys in their car. Recording videos immediately.
Yeah.
I'm all for it.
Mm-hmm. So am I. I wanted to have it so bad. It'd be great.
Arash, have you done your sizzle?
No, I can sizzle it. Circle sizzle. Okay, yeah. Sith List podcast every Thursday or wherever podcasts are played and wherever you catch them. And then also a YouTube channel. We do all kinds of reactions and breakdowns.
What sort of reactions, Mills? I mean, Arash.
We do reactions to, just like, Oh, but that right there? This money right there. Yeah.
I tell you, Les, he likes to put out ones where it's like, I'm thinking.
Right? Yeah, he's real nice. He has one like this. I've noticed that too. Les like is this. Real nice with it.
Yeah, he has good ones. He has some really bad ones, and I haven't put them out yet. I mean, like, some bad ones.
Well, now
he has one like this with his arms and his, like, muscles. It's pretty crazy. But, yeah, so check us out, YouTube.
Brittany was born for the reaction photo. She's a ripper.
I need her to be on the reaction episodes with us. That'd be amazing. Check us out.
Quick question before we go. Has anyone seen the new Fraggle Rock on Apple TV?
A little bit of it, yeah.
Is it good?
No.
I mean, yes. I think it's one of those things because I don't have kids, it's hard to judge. Because my love is so coming from nostalgia that I would think dancing, singing, clapping Muppets would still work for kids.
You'd think that. Does it look the same? Or is it like, wow, this is in the future?
It doesn't look as cheap.
Does it have the same intro?
Oh, it better.
Yes.
Okay, thank God.
Or at least it's a redone version of it. Because I didn't watch the newest. I watched when it first came out, so I can't quite remember. I believe it is mostly the same song.
Okay.
I could handle a remix, but it's got to be based on the dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Oh.
I used to watch the shit out of that show. Oh, my God.
They're raising worries for another day.
How are the doozers?
They got the music still around?
Are they eating those little plastic pieces?
I watched like 2 episodes of this show like 4 Come years on. Ago. So
what? 4 years ago? Is it a new season? There's flags on it in my mall. Oh, okay.
Yes, it's a new.
I only just found out it existed in a new version.
Yeah.
Hey, I will tell you this about Fraggle Rock. The episode that always resonated with me was when they protested. Someone didn't want them to stop eating. They wanted them to stop eating the Doozer construction because it was mean to the Doozers that they were always eating their construction. And then the Doozers got really depressed because they'd make them so the Fraggles could eat them. And then they sort of felt like that was their life's work, was to make Fraggle food.
And they like to work. If they build it and they don't eat them, then they don't have any more work. And their whole thing is they work their cares away.
Well, it stayed with me all these
days. They got to keep working.
Let the Doozers do their thing. You know what I'm saying?
Let the Doozers doze.
All right. Well.
Did Hawes get to sizzle himself?
I just as I did it, I was like, I don't think I did Hawes.
Trust me, buddy. I get it.
Hawes, can we get a reaction face to steel cutting your knees off there?
You guys are so good.
Listen, you ain't gotta, but check out Blue Harvest. I stream on Twitch. And you know what I like about Taylor Swift fandom? It's exactly like Tool fandom. We're decoding messages and songs and reading secret meanings. So big ups, aww, Taylor Swift.
Aw, yeah. I love that so much.
And so Book awesome. Of Boba Fett season 2. Let's go.
Let's go.
Tool theme song.
Tool theme song. Oh my gosh. He'll have a hard time. There's no way.
13-minute long theme song.
What's Steele's up to something? I can tell by the look on his face. He's up to something.
No, just when you said the Boba Fett season 2, I was going for this one.
Grasping for straws.
It looks.
Oh. Corey.
Sweet boy. I think the show's gone on
long enough.
So may that force be with you. That's right, Brittany. Toro forever, baby. That's what I'm talking about. The true bounty hunter.
Oh my God. Okay. I don't know.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.